I talk pretty loud then.
All right, well, that is much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Johnny?
Hello, Mr. President.
I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your confidence in that wonderful editorial this morning.
Did you see that?
Yes, sir, and I'm awfully grateful.
Well, that's the way we feel about it.
Here's Hubert Humphrey wanting to thank you too, Johnny. We appreciate it, and we just hope that you're starting with us these 8 weeks, and you'll stay in there and pitch every minute of the day.
We're going to pitch a little harder than usual.
Well, I'm going to make Hubert come down there to Dallas, and I want you to get every damn businessman in that town together. If you want Dallas to start moving, you got a chance to move it now, and you all try to unite and get some leadership there and get some of these businessmen, and we'll show them that we're business people ourselves. And he runs a drugstore, and I got a little ranch down here. But we both admire what you've got there and want to help if they'll just let us and quit stoning us. Now, here's Hubert, wants to say a word.
Okay.
Mr. Runyon?
Mr. Vice President, how are you?
Well, just fine. You've given us a very happy day down here.
Well, that's good, and
I truly mean it.
And if you ever get up here to Dallas, why, we'll try to give you a real welcome.
Well, we're going to try to be down there. I've had a couple of invitations, and I thought maybe one of these times you'd come down and meet with some of your business and professional people, and no great loud or noisy meeting, but just a good friendly discussion.
Just a good business meeting.
That's right.
Well, we'll be very happy to do that.
Well, wonderful.
And you tell the president and yourself that we're going to go all out.
Well, wonderful. That's great. Well, I tell you, when he got up this morning and saw what you'd done and all, it made him very, very happy, I can tell you that.
Well, good. Well, we think a whole lot of him. I've known him for years and years, and forget he's president almost at times.
I gather that because he talks about you just like your next-door neighbor.
Well, we're very close.
Wonderful. Well, fine. He may want to say goodbye to you here, and may I thank you, too.
Well, fine.
Johnny?
Yes?
Tell old Albert and Clyde and that bunch of roughnecks you associate with there that I said hello.
I'll tell them all the first thing in the morning.
Tell them I love them. Now, Stanley Marcus said he wanted to get Hubert down there to talk to some businessmen. They all think he's got horns and he's a bomb thrower and a radical. What I want you all to do is, as part of your campaign contribution, just four or five of you leaders there, get together and don't be afraid, don't be insecure. Just rent the biggest damned hall you got and invite friends to come hear him, let him speak 20 minutes, and then let him ask questions 20, 30, 40 minutes. And I think you'll find out we got one of the best friends that Texas has had on this ticket. I think that he'll do some good without getting political. He'll just talk about foreign affairs and business affairs and things of that kind. And I want him to meet you, and then you'll have a spokesman for Dallas that can do him some good.
Well, I'll get old Stanley deal.
Okay. Tell Albert hello. Tell Clyde thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Fine.
Tell old Jim Chambers and all of them.
We're going to do the same on radio for you. I mean on television.
Okay. God bless you.
Boy.
Bye.
Bye.
Now listen, Johnny.
Huh?
You just keep this up and stay after it every day now, because Ovita came out today, and I'm depending on you and Ovita to carry Texas for me.
Yeah, Kansas City Star came out.
Oh, Roy Roberts, that's the first time they've done it since 1890.
Oh, Roy, he's a good friend of yours.
Yeah, he sure is. Okay.
Okay, boy. Bye.